first album out in 7 years from Patrick Sweeney, self-produced. That was My Time Ain't Long. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It is partly sunny today. Temperatures are dropping this afternoon to 2 to 6 degrees. And tonight will be dropping down to 9 below wind chills, as low as about 17 below zero. So we are getting into legit winter territory. Thursday looks like about a 20% chance for some snow with increasing clouds. Temperatures in the teens to low 20s tomorrow. Our KAXE question of the week is, we would love to hear about the things that you are making or that you've made in the past to give as gifts. I am actually not going to answer this question because I'm currently working on a project for some folks in the area. So I'll keep this one close to my chest. But in the past, have made some, those clay ornaments from kids. Not even clay, it's like dough. Definitely have made those in the past. And yeah, we'd love to hear what you have been crafting up. Heidi was talking about reusing books this morning. You can text us 218-326-1234. We receive support from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group the first Tuesday of each month for family and friends with persons with mental illnesses. Registration and more information is at namigrandrapids.org. And the Brainerd Community Theater is presenting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this weekend through the 7th at the Chalberg Theater on the campus of Central Lakes College. Find tickets and showtime info at clcperformingarts.com. And the Concordia Language Villages near Bemidji has their international holiday market going on December 4th through the 7th and the 11th through the 14th from 10 to 6 each day. Shop ornaments, apparel, food, and more from 14 different cultures. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to hear a conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain. But now we're going to check out Little Thievery Corporation. They're playing tonight at the Palace Theater in St. Paul. This is Decollage.
Plus que d'habitude. is a silver line.
Heard of that man. I heard he got run over by a train, mauled by a bear, maybe, hopefully. You ain't gotta die to be dead to me.
Caitlin Butts, You Ain't Gotta Die to Be Dead to Me. And Sturgill Simpson before that with Railroad of Sin. That's off his collection, Cutting Grass, Volume 1, where he took all of his, re-recorded all of his songs. Not all of his songs, but a lot of his songs into bluegrass versions. And said if they couldn't be bluegrass versions, they weren't good enough. Gorilla Toss before that was CEO of Personal and Pleasure, and Thievery Corporation started that off. And they are playing tonight at Palace Theater in St. Paul. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Kari Hedlund, your source for great music. Thanks for supporting us through listening, through sharing what you've heard. You can check out a bunch of stories at KAXE.org and through your membership. We are so very appreciative of everyone who's showed up this year, including those who gave during Give to the Max. You've made a huge difference with your contributions, and you can still help us finish our year strong. Give at KAXE.org. And on that note, starting in 2026, tax rules related to charitable giving are shifting. This means that right now might be the best time to give to KAXE and other nonprofits. Check with a financial advisor to see if it's a good time for you to make a gift. Your support keeps People Powered Radio strong and ensures a bright future for KAXE. Itasca Waters continues their free practical water wisdom series tomorrow at noon called Water Wishes for the Holidays. Presenters will present a joyful hour of water-themed children's books that spark curiosity. Register at itascawaters.org. And the Hibbing Historical Society Museum is inviting you to a holiday open house this Friday from 10 to 2. Enjoy refreshments, holiday music, games, and prizes. Malachi Coons and I recently took a trip to visit the Brothersburn Mountain and learn about the recording studio they've been building. Here is that conversation on KAXE. We are joining the Brothersburn Mountain in their studio in Cotton/Meadowlands. And Ryan and Jesse are with us right now. Thank you guys so much for inviting us into your space.
Oh, absolutely. We're so glad you guys could make it.
So we want to talk about a couple things today, one of which being your new celebratory album of 25 years as a band. But first, let's talk about this studio space. What is the vision you guys have for this?
The ultimate creative space where you can make as many songs in our lifetime as we can possibly make. That's the inspiration behind.
And to help others make their own music and art as well. We've always, long time, had a dream of fostering the creative spirit. And every little thing that we've found that helps us, we've tried to incorporate into the studio and into the things that we've built on the land. And then there's wild nature, which is the ultimate conduit for the human creative spirit. So that's why we're doing this.
This is a little magical slice of land out here. You just took us on a walk to see the whole place, which includes a writing cabin, a couple writing cabins. What is the plan for that?
Well, okay, so the general idea is that the main studio, the large recording space, is kind of the mothership where you can record and or write the songs. If you need a place to get away, a quiet space, unself-conscious space that you don't have to worry about anybody hearing you, you can go to what we call a satellite cabin and create, and then bring the songs back to the main space.
The nature does play a part in all of the buildings that you guys have out here, with the really big windows and just the light that you see from outside. So, well done on really tying that natural aspect into these spaces. That's evident. Did you guys grow up making music together as kids?
No, we grew up playing and fighting like little lion cubs before we started making music, which was actually essential to making music together eventually. I started playing music when I was about 10 years old. We had a very encouraging mother. And, well, I've told this story a lot, but I'll tell it again, that my high school band had broken up. We were like a cover band. And Jesse had been living in Adeduame, Brazil, where everyone is a hand percussionist, or it seems that way. Everybody, it's the rhythm is infused in the people and the culture. And it was perfect timing. I picked him up from the airport when he got back to the United States, and he came off the airplane with a barrel style conga on his shoulder. And I saw that and I thought, it's perfect timing. That night we went right into our parents' basement, and from then on we tormented our parents with loud music. And very patient our parents were, but that's, so it was a bit of a late bloomer, I guess you could say, but timely nonetheless.
Maybe you needed that time to grow up before you could come together in this way musically.
I haven't thought of that, but perhaps, yeah, it could be that. I think it was divine timing. I don't understand everything about it, but it was perfect.
Yeah, for me too.
This is Jesse's.
Because I'll try and talk real low. So that was really cool, unexpected, getting together like that, because we're both making art kind of on our own, and it had never really occurred to me that we could join forces energetically, and nobody had ever said, hey, why don't you two play music together? So then we just played music together one time, and I don't think it was very good music technically, but boy, it felt one of the best feelings that I could ever feel, very joyful. And I thought, well, that's a good addition to life. Let's see and keep on doing this.
And every time I'd see you at a show in my previous band, it was like watching an athlete on the sideline just waiting to be put in and get a chance to also play music. He was almost vibrating, wanting to do it. The drive and the passion was there.
Well, and Jesse feels rhythm, but your body feels the rhythm. I mean, if you've ever watched the Brothers Burn Mountain, you know that you feel that rhythm, like, in it to your bone, you know, to your core. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I guess.
This is Malachi speaking. They didn't need that.
We could tell the difference.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask a little bit more about, because rhythm is obviously so important to both of you, and just, it's a very drum-forward thing. I hadn't known the time in Brazil, but it like makes a lot of sense. Can you talk a little bit more about just some of the rhythms you heard there and how that has influenced your drumming style and then both of your music together?
Yeah. I had a good Brazilian friend named Bruno Barreto de Goiás, and he lived in Araduama, Brazil. And I didn't realize how fantastic of a music world there was all over Brazil, every part that I visited, including Rio de Janeiro. The greatness of their great music is at least as good as the greatness of American music. And it's everywhere. And a lot, I saw a lot of poor people playing, what do you call those one-stringed instruments made out of the radio from a car tire, and it was a little coconut shell on the bottom, one string, and I'm like, wow, that is very beautiful. And there's somebody playing a handmade conga right next to him. They found these things, it took them no money, and they're making extremely beautiful music on the streets. And I was lucky enough that Bruno's cousin Andre was a musician, a keyboardist, and he played in many well-known Brazilian bands. And I drilled that guy every time I saw him, like, who should I be listening to? Who's this? And he's Caetano Veloso, my man. Mm-hmm. And
Gilberto
Gil. And who is a Corazon Americano, that fellow, what's his name? Milton Nascimento. Yeah, that there's just
angel voices.
Yeah. And the rhythm sections are unsurpassed in the intricacy and specific parts. There'd be like 7 different percussion parts, each doing something timing-wise different. And it's like one beautiful instrument. And then to have these angel voices through the middle of that.
It's Ryan speaking now, because we have similar voices, I think. But when he came back, he not only came off the plane with the homemade conga, but he came off with a stack of CDs that were all some of the artists that Jesse had mentioned and many more. And that we could relate to everything about that music. And yeah, it's in there for us.
That's incredible. We both, I think, are fans of a lot of Brazilian music and like love being able to play that in Northern Minnesota on the radio. It's just really cool to, so yeah, thank you for sharing on that. You also talked a lot about the timing of it all, of when it started. Seems like there's a lot of timing right now with the studio that we are in, which is really kind of coming into fruition and getting really taking shape. Also, you guys are celebrating kind of a big anniversary of 25 years as a band, so a lot of timing there. That's the new release with a, what do you guys call it? You prefer retrospective, a greatest hits? What is that? What would you call the album?
We're trying to get out into the world these songs, recordings of songs that we've done over the last 25 years that maybe lots of people haven't heard yet. So we had them remastered by Tom Garneau from Minneapolis. And they're just a little bit, he helped them become a little bit more clairvoyant and resonate a little bit better. And I the completion of the studio is kind of a accidental, what would you call it? Yeah, kind of a culmination of, so the album release and the studio coming to completion relatively close to each other is accidental, but it's, I can't think of the word, it's, yeah, just the energies are all coming together at the same time in a hopefully a good way.
In looking back on your last 25 years as a band and putting together this album, what was that experience like listening to your earlier works and kind of looking at yourself as a band and the way you sounded and, you know, just those kind of thoughts, what kind of thoughts came up as you were going through that process?
Well, when we both have listened, you know, we'd set them aside for years, a lot of the recordings, except for the newer stuff. And I listened to those songs with very cold ears. I was like scrutinizing every aspect, and I didn't want to fool myself with what is the word when you look on something with like fantasy eyes or fantasy ears. I didn't want anything to be fantastical. I wanted to be very grounded in my listening. And if something wasn't right, I was going to pick it out, you know, or if it wasn't good enough, I was going to pick it out.
And no hurt feelings about it. And it was actually Jesse's good idea to have a compilation in the first place. I couldn't bring myself to listen to those songs. I'd heard them so many times, and I thought, I can't even. And Jesse had the wherewithal and the stamina to work on it. And then he would present to me a track list and say, what do you think? And then I would take on the same mentality of just stepping outside of the love of my song, like they're our children, and I would kind of separate myself from that feeling and look at them like a cold critic or something. And
you are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE
creations, but yeah.
I hope you also gave yourself some grace in the way that you listened to your earlier works.
No, absolutely not. Well, we had to, we've been criticized by, is it fair to say shredded by a critic or two in our day? And, you know, we've had our feelings hurt and we were trying to, that was our like safety mechanism to try to avoid, even if people don't like it, which I hope they do, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's most importantly that you have a lifetime of creation. And with my brother, especially because us as individuals, I think, are pretty strong artists. But when we bring our forces together, it's just a little bit, we can spurn each other on a little bit at our best and maybe do better work.
You are listening to a conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain with myself and Malachi Coons. This is Headwaters on People Powered Radio, KAXE. We'll be listening to part two in just a moment. We receive support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair as well as auto glass replacement. Dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. Coming up at 11 today, it is the World Cafe. And at 1 o'clock, Kevin Sinnell is your host for On the River. And tonight, it's DJ Lake Poseidon. The Grand Rapids First Friday Art Walk is from 4 to 7 this Friday with Santa, tree lighting, and more. Find details at grandrapidsarts.org. And Smiles for Jake hosts Snow Mini Smiles at Crosby Memorial Park this Saturday from 3 to 6. This free family event will be in heated tents with a petting zoo, cookie decorating, letters to Santa, and more, ending with fireworks at 6 o'clock. The United Way of Bemidji area has a VIP and me dance this Saturday also from 4 to 7 at the Loft in Bemidji. Kids and their caregivers can enjoy ornament making, games, and snacks in addition to dancing. Proceeds benefit the Radiothon to End Child Abuse. Here is more from that conversation with the Brothers Burn Mountain here on KAXE.
There is, I think, at least for me, and I've perceived it in other artist friends, poet friends, musician friends, there is a symbiotic relationship between carpentry and making music, writing poems, just making art in general. Because I don't think it's coincidentally, I have a few friends who are musicians, really good musicians, and they support themselves through carpentry. Or they're like my buddy, poet friend, Jonathan Stensland. He's a really good poet and he's a master carpenter. And Scott Vetch is another wonderful prose poet, extremely humorous human being. He's a master carpenter and that's how he supports himself. So I think that, you know, if for some reason it was a different life slightly, I'd probably be a carpenter. But there's no way I could take that on, you know, because we're always gigging or whatever. But yeah, it's sweet to build things ourselves and then to create within what we've built. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, because
it's like therapy too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's less expensive than paying a therapist on a good day, and then. Yeah, you learn patience too, you know, in a creative collaboration when you're building a big structure like that together, which is vital to getting the work to completion.
When you have been recording at other places, were there times where you thought, when we make our studio, I want to do something different? Like, are you noticing things along the way and filing away, like, you know what, we're going to make the one that we've been planning to build? We're gonna have a certain feature that we really need to have because somewhere you've been didn't have it or something like that? How is that process for coming up with what's the perfect studio for you guys, as you'll be musicians and also probably producers and engineers inside of it as well?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it is the reason that we built this, especially the main room is rather large with vaulted ceilings. And as you know, we're very drum-oriented musicians. And drums, to my ears, sound better in a larger room where frequencies have room to move in the space. And it also, it's not necessarily about perfect acoustics or what some engineers call a, this is technical boring stuff, but what they might call like a flat response. I'm less concerned acoustically with a flat response than I am frequencies that move together in harmony. So, you know, like a tone from one instrument on its own might sound strange and out of place, but in the right context is actually, could be a beautiful thing. So that's in general what this space is about.
So with this project, this building, this has been over 4 years in the making and you guys are still working on it. What is your hope to record in this space for your next release? Like, is that, do you guys, you know, kind of think, are you thinking about that or just kind of playing it as you go to see it, where it goes?
Yeah, we've waited to record for a little while now. I mean, we've been recording. You saw that cabin right over there. That's the Dear Armada studio, that humble cabin. That's where we've recorded a lot of our stuff the last few albums. And we've held back recording because we hear this is the new sound for us. Mm-hmm. And it would do better to wait and have the big chamber for drums, right? I don't have to worry about holding back at all. Personally, I know Ryan is probably similar. I don't want to talk for you, but I can have the drums in the big chamber there, and it will fill the whole room without overwhelming. With just the drum kit is very naturally a loud instrument. So that's the. I tell you what, though, I am chomping right now. I would set up in that big room today and record. Yeah.
So you guys, it's like you can already hear what your sound will be in this space.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Jesse said, it's just a game of patience and persistence with when we're not playing shows, and we play a lot of shows, we're working here and constructing and right now doing all the finishing work.
So it's going along with this album. It is 25 years. So first off, I just want to say congratulations. There's not a lot of bands.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bands, I would say, who are, you know, doing things the way you guys do it, who are able to keep doing it for that long. I also saw you both speak at a panel at Big Turn Festival, and you talked about some of the ways that you guys do make it work, like all the contacting of folks and how you put together your tours. I thought it was a really interesting conversation. So this is like, I always like to throw one really just stock question into an interview. So like, what are your tips for people to keep making music this long and to get those networks of touring like you guys have? Just because you've obviously accomplished a lot and you're still making music and now you're bringing out a studio to continue that. So, yeah, I'll could just you dig into some...
I'll precursor my brother Jesse's answer with my brother is a very hard worker and persistent at booking and correspondences. So thank you, Jesse.
Yes, booking is a vital art form as a touring musician. And
there's no book on booking to learn it. Well, maybe there is, but...
I haven't seen it yet.
I've never read it.
If you find it, right, maybe we should write one together. Because you do a lot of booking, too.
Yeah, and it's a process of learning through trial and error.
Yeah. And having the... It's like it takes a special touch of how to word things. It's like diplomacy, right? You have to be a diplomat because there's a lot of bruises and bumps that happen and also a lot of joy and like sometimes it's an excitement too when you, oh wow, I get to play there now that, you know, and I didn't expect to be able to play there, or you're rubbing shoulders with other people who are soulful musically and in music. So it takes an extreme amount of persistence, and a lot of ideas of how, because traveling is a part of booking too, and it's the consequence of booking, and how to do many tours, and how to get back home as soon as possible too, because we're, you know, being away from family is that is something to endure for me personally, you know. Yeah, I don't. Do you have anything, Ray?
It sounds like you're describing the tapestry well. It's so multifaceted, and we do it together. And if you have a booking buddy to kind of or a friend that you can flit ideas back and forth and get to a deeper and better way to travel and play shows, that helps immensely.
And just the relationship building, you know, that connection to people that you meet along the way, and being able to not use your connections, but be able to utilize what you have, at, you know, just through those relationships and through the human connection too, and connection through music. So seems like you do that well.
Yeah, that we got there was a, what do you call it? Not a fraud, but it was a booking scam. We got contacted recently both of us, because we know about the human touch and the human relationship. I said, Ryan, that's 95% a scam, and Ryan said 100%, and it was. We did a little bit of digging, and we you know, I sent a couple of messages. It was all without the human touch.
It was AI. It must have been AI that they had used to compose the message. The heart. The heart. Yeah, I got to talk into the microphone. I should know that because I'm a singer. What was
the
it?
Heart.
The heart. The heart. Yeah, the heart is vital. That caring energy is involved when you you try to speak with people. It's a human thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps to in a music business that can be rough and tumble. If you speak to someone on a human level, it's maybe like a little bright spot where someone can respond to the kindness. Yeah, that's what we're going for anyway, right? Yeah.
Heart. And realizing that there's somebody on the receiving end of every word that I share, you know, and every combination of words is a combination of energetic sounds. And it's very much like music. Like when we're conversing with each other musically, when we play, it's not prefabricated, you know? It's all human energy that we're dealing with here, and sound. So that the music too. I'm sorry, heart. You mentioned heart, and that's what I mean. For me, that's what it's always been about, is heart and passion. And that is, you know, everything else will follow if I focus on the heart and the passion. And I'm, you know, like technically, I'm not that good of a drummer, but you know, it. Heart and passion infused. My favorite drummers are not the most technically virtuosic drummers, generally speaking. Usually the technical stuff gets in the way of the heart frequencies. Not always. I mean, they're great technical drummers too, like John Bonham, but like Mim from Low. Mm-hmm. There's not a better drummer in the world, in my estimation, than her. And then she could sing on the level of angels, and bring tears to your eyes. And she could do technical stuff, but to me, that's not what it was about. There was something inexplicable that had to do with the energy of the heart, and you know, everything combined, all the darknesses and all the sparks of light, and it's like she could become a singing tree for a while, rooted in the earth. And the tree had a pulse, and the heart was the heartwood, you know? That's how she was. She was so earthy. Yeah. I don't know. Ryan mentioned heart, so I went off on a freaking tangent right there.
But we were talking about booking. So that's how we also are trying to book shows. Yeah. I love that answer, though. That's good. That's good.
Ryan and Jesse Dermody of the Brothers Burn Mountain, thank you guys so much for inviting us into this little slice of heaven out here and showing us the space and talking about the new record.
It was great having you guys here.
Yeah, lovely, lovely time. Thank you for coming. Yeah.
That is the very thoughtful The Brothers Burn Mountain, Ryan and Jesse Dermody. You'll be able to find that conversation at our website, kaxe.org. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Kari Headland. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Jamie Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And we receive support from the state of Minnesota. Coming up at 11, it is the World Cafe. And at 1 o'clock, Kevin Sunnell is your host for On the River. United Way of Northeastern Minnesota invites high school seniors to write an essay on the biggest need you see in your community and your ideas to address that need. Open to those in Coochiching and Lake of the Woods County, plus the entire Iron Range. Find more at unitedwaynemn.org. The deadline is January 1st. And Central Lakes College's Jingle and Mingle event is this Friday, starting at 5:30 at Roundhouse Brewery in Nisswa. Wear your favorite ugly sweater and listen to music from the Central Lakes Jazz Orchestra. Donations support CLC Music Student Scholarships. Here is the latest from Hearts.
ain't fighting, and if it's all good night. Enough baselines to prove. Don't be no fit fighting, and if it's all good night. Don't be no fit fighting, and if it's all good night. Can I prevent go 45? 45 must run for echo 45. Echo 45. Echo 45. Nightmares on wanks on your stereo. DJ Bailey, I never know. Echo 45. Echo 45. Echo 45. Must rush for Echo 45. Echo 45. Echo 45. Nightmares on mics on your stereo. DJ Bailey, I never know. Echo 45. Echo 45. Yes! Don't be no fit fighting, and if we take good night. You can't ramp with this sound, Echo 45.
Flowers are hard to find in a world that's lost its mind. Don't walk alone. Let me take you home. Be careful with playing shy. You never know what'll pass you by. And surrender to a brand new dance. Don't go away. The night is turning to day. Is this a dream? Am I?
Cold girl got trunk, close our door. Oh, black man, I ain't got change and gold. Girl got drunk, throw her clothes out the door. Fair, reading I'm going, baby fair, going to mill fair, see that good laugh fair. Reading I'm going, know my baby there. Fireplace by my bed, woman I got cherry red. Won't no heater, fireplace by my bed. Woman I got keep me cherry.
Musicians, you can see they're going to be through the area tonight. Cedric Burnside is at West Theater in Duluth for a 7:30 show. We're listening to Po Black Maddie right now. And Jack Klatt was before that. I'll Never Let You Down. He is the next in the Grassroots Concert Series. That's on Friday this week at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar in Nisswa. And that show starts at 7 o'clock. Nightmares on Wax before that, featuring Liam Bailey, and Heart started that off with The Lie. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Weather for today, partly sunny. Temperatures dropping this afternoon to single digits above zero. And tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 9 below. Coming up next, it is World Cafe, and at 1 o'clock, Kevin Sinnell is your host for On the River, and tonight...